Chicago. Malik, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. I just want to say you don't indict a global fate for the actions of some individuals.
Well, I've heard that homily before, so perhaps you can help me and those listening to this show by answering this question. Why is it that your faith of Islam is so easily misinterpreted to permit suicide bombings and other acts that are outside the ken of human behavior?
You see, it's not misinterpreted. It's actually some individuals who, in their minds, are righting a wrong, which we all agree about.
What do you mean, righting a wrong with which we all agree about? So you agree with them?
No, I don't agree with them, of course, but I do agree that some things, for instance, the Iraq War, the Afghanistan, so many other things.
Oh, so you were in favor of the Taliban in Afghanistan, I see.
I am not.
You like the Taliban blowing up Buddha statues that are 1,300 years old and keeping women out of jobs? Is that your idea of an Islamic state?
No, you are missing my point, Michael.
Well, you just said that we did something wrong in Afghanistan. How? By liberating the Afghani people? Please interpret for me what you just said, because it makes no sense.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you here. The invasion of Iraq, okay, you have so many Americans, including myself, who are, against it.
What do you mean you keep saying you know? I don't know. What, because you suddenly found a voice in Ted Kennedy and the liberals who hate Bush? You think that everybody in America thinks it was a mistake to topple Saddam Hussein? So you are a fan of Saddam Hussein?
You see, you're putting...
Well, you can't have it both ways. You cannot have it both ways. You tell me that you hate America because we invaded Afghanistan and Iraq. That's what you just said. But you're telling me, on the other hand, you don't agree with those who were chanting Zionist, you will pay, the wrath of Allah is on its way, the mushroom cloud is on its way, the real Holocaust is on its way. You like those words?
Michael, if somebody came here and...
Answer my question. Don't play Philadelphia lawyer with me. Do you want a mushroom cloud here in America? Do you want a Holocaust in America?
I don't, Michael. You see...
Well, how would I know that? Why do you say it with such a patronizing, pained Michael? How would I know that? You were suddenly... you shifted gears pretty quick. 2 minutes ago, you were sympathetic, saying that we all agree with the wrongs that have been done to the Muslim world. I am so sick of hearing about wrongs done to the Muslim world! Don't you understand it's a bunch of crap?
Let me tell you, this is some of the wrongs. If someone tries to come here and overthrow our government, would you agree to that? Of course you wouldn't. If someone came and killed half of your family members...
All right, you're breaking up. I'm afraid you'll have to use an American cell phone, not the one given to you by your controller, made over there in a bomb factory in the Gaza Strip. So there we have another one, a fellow traveler. And let's assume that he's just another ordinary Muslim. Today, of course, three bombings hit the Egyptian beach resort, popular with foreigners, killing at least 21, wounding 60. That means probably 100 people are going to die over time. Now, this is a day after OBL issued a tape warning against Westerners, which was disseminated by the hate-filled Al Jazeera, which should be, as far as I'm concerned, blown up. All Al Jazeera outlets should be blown up in the United States of America by the federal government. The FBI should immediately get warrants, go in there and rip the wiring out of their facilities and arrest everybody in Al Jazeera. You know, this is like saying we're in the pre-stages of war with Nazi Germany. It's 1939, and the Nazis have an outlet in America called Deutschlande über alles. And they have a network that they can disseminate Hitler's ideas through America. And we're sitting here saying, well, it's freedom of speech. We're a nation of immigrants. It's freedom of religion. All of the shibboleths of the left. I had a long talk with a friend that I admire very much yesterday. He's a very deep conservative, gives a lot of money to conservative causes, but he's very frustrated. He looks ahead and he says, they're going to win. I said, what are you talking about, they're going to win? I said, we know what nations are the nation-state sponsors of these suicide bombers. We know they're Iran, we know they're Syria, we know they're Saudi Arabia. We all know that. I said, there's very simple solutions. You got to wipe the nests out at the top. Take the head of the snake out, and suddenly the bombs stop. He said, but there's a billion some odd, 100 million of them. I said, yeah, well, there's over a billion Christians. How come you don't hear about there's a billion Christians that can be marshaled to defend Western civilization? Why is nobody telling the Christians to stand up and survive, or they're going to disappear, or their children will become slaves, or be forcibly converted? Why? Well, there's a million answers. The number one answer is because liberalism has perverted Christianity. Liberalism has perverted every religion on this planet. Liberalism is a cancer. Liberalism is a virus. Liberalism is a mental disorder. We are at war, and we know it.